We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Morning, White Sox fans. This is your Sox Machine White Sox wake-up call for Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. Happy National No Dirty Dishes Day. I'm Bennett Carroll. In a doubleheader with the Kansas City Royals, the White Sox split, winning Game 1 3-0 while dropping Game 2 2-1. Dylan Cease got the start in the first game with Jonathan Heasley opposing him. The Sox pitcher allowed a lot of base runners early, as he gave up a double in the first, a single in the second, and a pair of walks in the third without allowing a run. In the fourth, though, it got a little scary. With Hunter Dozier on first, Kyle Isbell looped a single to left center, and Dozier just kept running. You have to question the send from KC third base coach Vance Wilson, as A.J. Pollock relayed the ball to Leury Garcia, who got the ball home with Dozier about 10 feet from the plate, and the Sox were able to maintain the 0-0 tie. Up until the fifth, the two starters were dueling, albeit in different ways. Heasley had just one strikeout on the day, while Cease racked up nine. Reese McGuire started off that fifth with a double to right. Josh Harrison drew a full count walk, and a wild pitch advanced both runners. Tim Anderson was hit by a pitch, there was no issue in the game, I promise, to load the bases for A.J. Pollock. It's now or never, A.J. Well, he fouled off seven straight pitches to start the at-bat, before lining the ball to Andrew Benintendi in left to drive in McGuire on a sack fly. 1-0 Sox. Luis Robert grounded out to short, but softly enough that both runners were able to advance, and Jose Abreu stepped up with two runners in scoring position. Abreu did what he does best, besides grounding into double plays, and doubled to center to drive in both runs and make it 3-0 Sox. Yasmani Grandal popped out to end the inning, and it was the last batter Heasley would face. His final line, 5 innings pitched, 4 hits, 3 runs all earned, 3 walks, and 1 strikeout. Back to Cease, who continued to allow base hits, but not runs. A pair of singles in the 5th and a double in the 6th led up to a 1-out at-bat for MJ Melendez. Melendez hit 40 home runs in the minors last year and was looking to bring the game a little closer. After getting up 0-2 and allowing a couple foul balls, Cease let a few fly wide and Melendez worked the count full. Cease finally got the slider working and got a swinging strike 3. After that, he was pulled from the game for the best Bennett on this podcast, Bennett Souza, who got Michael A. Taylor to strike out to end the inning. Cease's final line, 5 2/3 innings pitched, 7 hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 9 strikeouts. His ERA on the year sits at 3.09. Joe Kelly was in the bottom of the 7th, and let me tell you, he just wanted to see us sweat. After a leadoff double for Nicky Lopez, Whit Merrifield and Andrew Benintendi both drew walks to load the bases. Salvador Perez had to leave the game with a thumb injury, so Carlos Santana was in with the bases loaded and nobody out. Kelly struck him out. Ryan O'Hearn up next with the bases loaded. Kelly struck him out. Hunter Dozier in with two outs, and on a 3-1 count, he swung and popped out to second base. Joe Kelly escaped the jam that he himself created. To the bottom of the ninth, and Liam Hendricks is in. Nicky Lopez led off with a single, but the Australian settled down. He got Whit Merrifield to pop out, struck out Andrew Benintendi, and got Carlos Santana to ground out to end the game. Sox win 3-0. Some notes from the box score. Jose Abreu was the only Sox player with multiple hits. Three of the five Sox hits were doubles, while the Royals spread 9 hits thin and couldn't bring one across. In the second game of the doubleheader, Davis Martin made his MLB debut as the starter for the Sox and went head-to-head with Brady Singer. Martin, a mostly unheralded prospect, was a 14th-round pick by the Sox in 2018 out of Texas Tech. Martin started out a little shaky, giving up a single and hitting a batter before working his way out of the first inning. In the second, Emmanuel Rivera doubled to lead off. Following an MJ Melendez ground out, Michael A. Taylor doubled him home to put the Royals up 1-0. Following a mound visit, Martin got a pair of flyouts and escaped the inning. And he rolled from there, not allowing another hit till the bottom of the fifth, when Nicky Lopez singled, and with one out, Andrew Benintendi singled as well. But Martin recovered with a strikeout and a ground out to end the inning and finish his game with a line of 5 innings pitched, 5 hits, 1 run earned, a walk, and 7 strikeouts. That 7 strikeouts is too short of the franchise record for strikeouts in an MLB debut, 9 by Bob Weiland, in a game from 1928 that I'm sure you all remember well. The only other run Casey scored came on a solo home run from MJ Melendez, the first of his career, off of Tanner Banks in the sixth. Now you'll notice I haven't mentioned how the Sox did against Brady Singer yet, and, well, it's because they didn't do anything. Singer went 7 innings, allowing just 4 hits and walking no one while striking out 9. Colin Snyder came in for the 8th, and the Sox were finally able to string something together. AJ Pollock doubled with 1 out, and a Josh Harrison single put runners on the corners. Adam Engel grounded out to drive in a run, cutting the lead in half. And Yoan Moncada stepped up and singled to left to the normally vulnerable Andrew Benintendi. But the former top prospect came up firing and got Harrison by a few steps to end the inning. So that's a bad send by Kansas City in the first game and a bad send by the White Sox in the second game. Josh Stomont went 3-up, 3-down in the top of the ninth to end it 2-1. The Sox will wrap up their 4-game series with Kansas City today at 7:10 Central Time as Lucas Giolito goes toe-to-toe with Zach Greinke. The White Sox sit 3 games back of the Minnesota Twins in the AL Central with a record of 18-18.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
In the minors, the Knights lost 4-1 to the Norfolk Tides. Highly regarded Orioles prospect Grayson Rodriguez was dominant for Norfolk, getting 11 strikeouts in 5 1/3 innings, allowing just 3 hits and 3 walks. Danny Mendick homered and Micah Rodolfo doubled. Rodolfo is hitting .289 with an .811 OPS on the year. The Barons blew a late lead to the Rocket City Trash Pandas 6-5. Birmingham led 5-4 going into the 8th before Theo Denlinger gave up a pair of runs in the loss. Lennon Sosa, Craig Dietilo, and Tyler Nesloney each homered, while Yoelki Cespedes went 1-4 with a pair of strikeouts. The Dash beat the Asheville Tourists 9-1 behind a strong performance from Andrew Dahlquist. The former third-round pick threw 5 innings, giving up a run and striking out 5. Duke Ellis homered and Oscar Colas and Harveen Mendoza tripled. Colas is hitting .309 with an OPS of .909. The Cannonballers let a lead slip and lost 10-6 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Canny led 6-4 after 6 before giving up 6 unanswered runs in the last 3 innings. 2021 first-round pick Wes Montgomery went 2-for-3 with a pair of walks, a run, and an RBI, and he has an OPS of .824 in low A this year. James Beard went 2-for-5 and scored twice as he tries to get his batting average back over the Mendoza line. That will do it for this White Sox wake-up call. Subscribe to the Sox Machine podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And also subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/SoxMachine. If you enjoy our work and want to support, visit patreon.com/SoxMachine, as we have several different tiers of support, starting at just $2 a month for exclusive content, ad-free podcasts and website, and first crack at our new swag. Enjoy your Wednesday. And go White Sox!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.